Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. The Affordable Care Act requires every American to have health insurance by 2014. Obama acknowledged the partisan divide over the extending insurance coverage to 30 million people. Republicans are angling to squash the law on basis that it's too costly and could eliminate jobs or force companies out of business. Let me be the first to say that anything can be improved, he said, according to ABC News. If you have ideas about how to improve this law by making care better or more affordable, I'm eager to work with you, end quote. But he said he refuses to return to the days when insurance companies could deny coverage based on pre-existing conditions. Obama also touted that the law is making prescription drugs more affordable for seniors and allowing uninsured young adults to remain on their parents' plans until age 26. Rather than refighting the battles of the last 2 years, he urged the nation to move forward. A lot's going to happen between now and 2014. And hopefully they'll get some things ratified and corrected. If he said he's going to fix what needs fixing, I hope that he does. There's some things that are good in that plan. There's a lot of things that need to be worked on, in my opinion. And I'm sure that everybody wants to start putting their heads together with the Republicans and their opinions and viewpoints. And the Democrats are going to come together and hopefully meet in the middle to make this thing great for everyone. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. What are your health plans right now? I'm not talking about insurance. I'm not talking about what kind of deductible you have or copays. I'm talking about, what is your health plan? What is your health plan for this year? What kind of things are you doing to ensure you're going to have great health? Are you going to make some new lifestyle changes? Are you going to eat differently? Are you going to exercise more? Are you going to get better rest? Are you going to cut down the stress? Are you going to drink more water? Are you going to avoid toxins in your personal environment? What kind of goals have you set for yourself? Think about it. If you haven't set any goals for your health and for your life, begin to think about what you can do. Not what you can't do, not what you haven't done in the last 5 years. That doesn't matter, because today's a brand new day. And it doesn't matter where you've been, it matters where you're going. So focus on the things that you can do, not that you can't. But I challenge you, and I encourage you, to come up with some goals for this year, to be able to reach that you've never done before. Maybe it's to lose 30 pounds. Maybe it's to have more energy. Maybe it's to have certain parts of your body work better than they used to. Maybe it's to get your brain to be functioning a little bit better. Cut down on the brain fog, if you will. Maybe it's just to have better relationships and have lower stress in your life, to be closer with your kids and have more family time. Whatever it is, just everything I've mentioned is going to impact your health. Remember, there's three sides to the health triangle: mental, chemical, and structural. We have to balance all three of those sides to really attain and maintain the extraordinary health that we're looking for. And on this show, that's what we want to help you do, to get you the up-to-date news. Let's go now to Sherry. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
Sure. How can I help, darling?
Listen, I'm having a problem with my mama. About 2 years ago, she got diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, Graves' disease.
Sure.
And we've been battling it now for about 2 years, and it took her vision. She can't see. We had decompression surgery about 3 months ago, and it's been a long road, and she still ain't out of the woods yet. She still can't see. Her eyes are still just like they were. And some days her vision's good, some days it's really bad, but nobody can't tell us what kind of diet we should be on. Nobody can't tell us what foods would be good for us. Nobody can't tell us what we should be doing.
And so you've been to your doctor, and they're not giving you any guidance on that?
No, as a matter of fact, nobody didn't have any recommendations except every time we turn around, it's been surgery, surgery, surgery. We had, she took some radiation iodine to kill it, three treatments, and it didn't kill it. Then we went to a doctor for about a year, and he prescribed drugs. We took the drugs like he said to do. It still didn't kill it. We finally got him to refer us to another doctor, a neurologist from Emory, who took one look at her and did an eye test on her and told her she needed to have the thyroid removed. So we finally got it removed. And since we've had it removed, then her eyes have done what they've done. And 4 or 5 weeks ago, we had decompression surgery on her eyes to relieve some of the swelling and the draining that she's been having and hopefully restore some of her vision. She's got a little bit back, but not very much.
Mm. Bless her heart.
Yeah, she's really having a tough time, and it's really wearing on everybody.
I'm sure it is. I know it's not hard. It's hard for you to watch her go through that. What is
terrible.
Her age right now?
She's 64.
64, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, there's a lot. She's kind of at that point where she's already had a lot done to her. I mean, she's had the thyroid completely removed, so I'm assuming she's on medication now to manage that, right?
She is. Mm-hmm. And she gets her levels checked on a regular basis, but she's still running high, so.
Well, there's several things that can happen. A lot of times with Graves' disease, there's several factors that come into play. But the fact that she's on medicine, her physicians have her taken care of there, I'm excited about that, so it's good. And even though it's running a little bit high, they're going to make sure that everything stays within a decent range of where it needs to be. Now, there's several things you can do just to support thyroid function within the body. There's a lot of foods you can eat that can help manage things. There are actually foods that will slow the thyroid down. Matter of fact, people that have hypothyroid, which hypo means low, so it's a slow functioning thyroid. A lot of people that deal with that, there's foods that she can eat that will actually help slow it down. And those, obviously, people with hypothyroid want to stay away from those foods. But with her having hyper, with it running too fast, there's a couple things. Now, all the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, anything in the cabbage family, and also strawberries, they all have a component in them that can help slow down, or it tends to slow down the thyroid some. And those can be added into the diet. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. They're just healthy foods. And if they happen to have an additional effect, then so be it. As long as you're getting your levels checked with your primary care physician on a regular basis, or she is, rather, then she's going to be in good shape. And I'm just glad that she's being managed. It's a great thing. But good overall nutrition is going to help every organ system in the body function at a higher level. So even though you haven't had much guidance on that, always remember this, is that food is our best medicine regardless. What we put inside of our body becomes our body. Now, she's already had that gland removed, but there's other factors that work hand in hand that kind of correlate with the functions of the thyroid. Pituitary gland is one. It's a little gland in the brain, and the adrenal glands, which sit on top of the kidneys. So that's kind of an axis that works. They all work hand in hand. With the thyroid being gone, those other systems are still working well to help regulate metabolism and handle stress levels in the body, because the hormone that they're giving her, probably the levothyroxine or Synthroid, is keeping everything managed. So you might want to get a copy of my book, Empowering Your Health, and start digging in there a little bit. There's a lot of recommendations in there just for overall lifestyle that I think would be a great benefit to her. And we're always here for you.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Centers for Disease Control out of Atlanta, it said that 26 million Americans right now have diabetes. That's staggering. Unbelievable. And 79 million more have pre-diabetes, which is a condition that raises the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Let's talk about pre-diabetes for a minute. They're saying it's a condition in which blood sugar levels are higher than normal, but not so high as to result in a diagnosis of diabetes. Remember, for diabetes type 2, you've got to have a hemoglobin A1C over 6.0. Well, now they've raised it to about 6.5, and your blood sugar has to be 126 or above, and that has to happen twice in two readings. And if they do, then they'll give you a definitive diagnosis of diabetes. But they're saying now the distressing numbers show how important it is to prevent type 2 diabetes and to help those who have diabetes manage the disease to prevent serious complications such as kidney failure and blindness. Ann Albright, PhD and director of the CDC's Division of Diabetes Translation, says in a news release, "We know that a structured lifestyle program that includes losing weight and increasing physical activity can prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. The report says that 8.3% of Americans of all ages and 11.3% of adults age 20 and older are affected by diabetes. What's more, about 27% of Americans with diabetes, or about 7 million people, do not even know they have the disease. Now, about 35% of adults age 20 and over have this pre-diabetes. And the CDC new report says the one reason more people have diabetes is that people are living longer with the disease. Better management of diabetes is improving cardiovascular disease risk factors and reducing such complications as amputations and kidney failure. The CDC says that many as a third of U.S. adults could have diabetes by the year 2050 if current trends don't change. According to the CDC, type 2 diabetes, in which the body gradually loses its ability to use insulin, accounts for 90% to 95% of diabetes cases. Risk factors include obesity, family history, older age, sedentary lifestyles, race, ethnicity, and having had gestational diabetes, which only occurs during pregnancy. So diabetes, they say now, statistics along with these, is that one out of three of our young people currently in this year have been diagnosed under the age of 11 with type 2 diabetes. That's staggering. So much can be done for diabetes. Out of all the health challenges or diseases, whatever you want to call them, that we have in America today, this is the one that is the easiest to get out of. I always say you can lifestyle your way into getting sick. You can lifestyle your way out and get well. That is true. Because this one has really the strongest lifestyle component. The component that you've eaten the wrong foods over a long period of time, chosen to be sedentary for a long period of time, and you eat the wrong kind of foods, and the body has a yo-yo effect where you eat, say, fast food burger and fries and a Coke. So, of course, what happens when you eat that food? Blood sugar goes up. The pancreas, which is a little gland, actually sends insulin out, pumps insulin out to push the blood sugar back down. Then maybe you go eat donuts and some coffee, and it goes back up again. Insulin goes out and pushes it back down. You do that over and over and over again, that yo-yo effect going on all the day long. Finally, the pancreas just backs out and says, I can't do this anymore. I'm out. And when that point hits, and then when the receptors for insulin go down in the body, that's when you develop the diagnosis for type 2 diabetes, because the body cannot handle the blood sugar and manage the levels of blood sugar that you're producing based on the foods that you eat. Now, can things break down a little bit easier in one person than the other due to genetics? Yes. Can there be predispositions? Yes. And there's type 1 diabetes, which has an autoimmune component to it and is considered more in the juvenile stages, meaning that you get it when you're younger and you can have it even from birth or shortly thereafter. So there's a stronger genetic link in that one than in the type 2 diabetes. There's more lifestyle related. And the great news is that a lot can be done. And we have to really do things as a country and as a nation to really make things happen. Because with our young people, and even our teenagers, young adults, we, as a nation, we're out of shape. We're out of touch with what foods are good for us and which ones are not. We're not exercising. We're playing video games as young people rather than going outside like I used to when I was younger, riding bicycles and playing backyard football and just being active. It's not as prevalent anymore. And so we have to get educated as parents to be able to teach our kids, but we have to live that ourselves. We can't go work 50 hours a week, eat a bunch of junk food all day long, and then wonder why at 45 and we go to the doctor and we're tired all the time, and when you pee it smells like sugar, and you go in there and you don't know why you've been so tired. Your blood sugar is like 185, A1C, hemoglobin A1C blood test is up around 8.5 or whatever, and all of a sudden you have diabetes, and the doctor says, here's your metformin, your glucovage, work on your diet some, and everybody's scratching their head. You can't live the way you want to live and just expect your body won't break down at some point. And the reason I'm saying that is because there's so much we can do. So if you've been diagnosed with diabetes, here's some steps to get from where you are to where you need to be. Number one is decide that you want to get well. Decide that you're going to make changes in your life no matter what, no matter what anybody says to you, that you have to do it. If it's for you or for your family members, your loved ones, those that you care about, that's number one. Decide you want to get well. Number two, you got to change what you eat. Change the way you eat. You'll change the way you live. You want to follow an anti-inflammatory diet. You want to make sure that you eat equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, staying away from the starchy carbohydrates, staying away from breads, pasta, cereal, crackers, the foods that will raise your blood sugar levels through the roof, all the processed foods. No. You got to use good, lean quality, low glycemic carbohydrates. Fruits and vegetables, and healthy fats, omega-3, 6s, and 9s. Those are important because a fat and a protein will offset the blood sugar in the body. And then exercise. Exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, doing something you enjoy. I don't care what you do, just get your butt out and get moving. Just make it happen. Because studies have shown over and over again that it's powerful of what that can do, not only to lowering your weight, but how it can help with diabetes and the diagnosis. There's a lot you can do. Those are three easy steps. And we'll talk about diabetes more later on in the show.
For a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355, or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Let's go now to Gary. Gary, welcome to the show, my man. How can I help?
I have, I'm 52 years old, and within the last, I say, 5 years, I've had two aphids. Where my heart's fluttering, and
sure.
And the first time, it was done by a bee. I had a bee sting me, and I woke up the very next day and had my heart jump out of rhythm and had to go to the hospital, but they loaded me up on medicine and I was okay then for a couple days later. But this last time I went into AFib, I was taking, my I was taking my fish oil, my vitamins, and everything else for a whole year, year and a half, and everything correctly. I was exercising, cutting the grass like crazy, losing weight. And what happened was in September, my heart jumped out of rhythm. I went on blood thinners for about a whole month there and went in November 2nd and had seven cardio conversions, and finally my heart went back into rhythm. So I'm just looking to see why this happening. You know, the doctors don't even know.
Yeah,
that's the one thing. And, you know, just what's caused, you know, what do you think that causes this?
Well, the deal is this. So even though they can tell you they don't know why it happens, the good thing is they know what to do when it happens. So look at the good news on that. That's why they're able to help you. Now, here's the other key. Most of the time, from what we see with research, is that we know that with AFib and a lot of other little variations of what can happen with the heart, not in severe disease process, but in some of the lighter things like AFib, we realize that their B vitamins, from a nutritional standpoint, we know that B vitamins are the multivitamin of the heart, and they're water soluble, and many people are very deficient in them just due to stress levels that we're in every single day. And we're not eating enough foods, especially organic fruits and vegetables, mainly vegetables is where we get the bulk of a lot of the B vitamins, and red meat. So since our diet is not that great in a lot of these foods, we tend to get deficient. So you top stress on top of that, and then, of course, throw in some genetics here and there, and then you're going to have issues and potential issues of the heart. So there's several things that can happen. One is it's a good idea to look into a B-complex that you could take multiple times during the day. Now, I'm not telling you that that is going to correct AFib. I'm telling you that probably when you have things like that, usually a B vitamin deficiency is can be helpful in those situations. And they're easy to take. You go to your health food store, you can pick up one from whoever the person is that can guide you that. The actual label will tell you the exact dosages and all that kind of stuff. But they're great. And you'll notice a big pickup in energy. You'll notice feeling better. You'll just notice a better overall sense of well-being. Brain fog can kind of clear up. But B vitamins have long been known to be deficient, and it's something that a lot of us really struggle with. I can tell you, you notice a big difference. If you're dragging, have low energy, and that's kind of old school. I mean, that's from like the 1980s. Research is just when you're tired, take a B-complex, you'll feel better. I mean, that's why the whole B12 shot thing started and has become so popular. People go to their primary care physician to get a B12 shot once a month or so, and they say that it picks their energy levels up. Well, the B vitamins do that. And the good thing is they're water soluble, so they go in and out. So to get toxic on B vitamins is very difficult. The body will pretty much excrete or urinate the remaining components of it once it kind of fills its gas tank up, if you will. But that can be something to look into. Also, omega-3 fatty acid deficiencies sometimes can cause that, and we really are deficient as a nation. That's why the old adage is to eat 3 or 4 pieces of fish a week, but that really is not enough. We need more fish oil in our diet than that, and definitely more omega-3 fats than that. So those are a couple things to consider. If you want to think about something protective for your heart, long-term, CoQ10, most primary care physicians, definitely cardiologists, are big proponents of CoQ10, and if you're taking any kind of statin drug, it depletes CoQ10 from the body, and there's a lot of research out there that says taking CoQ10 with a statin drug can help protect the heart, so that's something as well. But with AFib, eating a healthy diet, keeping everything balanced, making sure that you're getting the extra nutrients that you need through supplementation, a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break down your food, cod liver oil, like we talked about, that's a good fish oil for omega-3 fats, vitamin A and vitamin D, and then probiotics, which puts the good bacteria back in your digestive tract. Those are all important. That's what we call the foundational four. And I'm a big fan of blood work. Getting your blood work done every 6 months with your primary care, unless you've got another disease process going on, but just for more of a wellness screening, and getting hormones checked. I'm not talking about just a little CBC and your lipids. I'm talking about a full panel. And if your doctor says, well, we don't, you know, your insurance isn't going to cover that, say no problem. I'm cool with that, but can you get a cash rate of some kind for me so I can pay cash? A lot of doctors can work things out with different companies and get something set up for their patients if they'll look into it. But big, big fan of getting your hormones checked, your neurotransmitters checked, and then, of course, making sure that all the basics are done, CBC, CNP, and all the basics. You want to get that with your physician, because if you're having something like AFib and it jumps around and it happens every now and then, if you do everything you can on the preventative side and make sure you stay on top of the game, and there's nothing better. I mean, literally, blood work is one of the top things you can do as a preventative method to take control and take responsibility of your own health on a regular basis. So I want to encourage you to do that. But B vitamins and the things I talked about are things you might want to check into. There's research out that shows that they can be beneficial to your health. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Joseph. Joseph, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, how you doing this afternoon?
Living well, man. What's up?
Okay, look, I'm 58 years old. I went and had some tests done for carpal tunnel. I have severe carpal tunnel in the right hand and a pinched nerve in the left elbow. I was going to have done, and unfortunately my insurance run out on me, being canceled. I just wonder what can I do to help relieve this, because it's getting worse.
Well, your insurance is running out, and you haven't had anything done yet?
No, it has run out.
Oh, it has run out. So you're...
Yes.
So the idea of surgery and all that is just not in the cards for the financial reasons, right?
No, sir, it's not. I mean, like I'm feeling the toe on it. You know what I'm saying?
yeah, I hear you. So,
but you wonder if there's anything I could take that?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is a lot you can do. It's going to cost you a little money, but it's not going to be that expensive.
Okay.
Now, let me explain a little bit of anatomy to you. In the base of the neck is where the nerves come out, and they go through the shoulder, down the arm, through the elbow, into the wrist, and that's where the pain happens for the most part.
Okay.
The problem is that the pain, even though the pain is down in the wrist for the carpal tunnel area, really the origination point is in the neck, the base of the neck.
Okay.
Now, there's a couple of doctors that work really well, and actually there's three practitioners that can help in this area. And you just, I'm going to throw them out there for you and just let you pick. But any of them would be beneficial, all right? One is an osteopathic physician that's a DO, which is basically a medical doctor, but they also work on the structural part of the body. They work on the joints. They work on the extremities, shoulders. And when I say they work on them, they do it in a non-surgical method through manipulation or other techniques that they have, kind of like there's 101 ways to skin a cat. There's a lot of different methods that they do that. They can use instruments, whatever they choose to use. But they can make a big impact with their overall health. So that is something that you might want to look into. A chiropractic physician, DC, they're also well-trained in that area. And, matter of fact, that's really more of their specialty, is working on the spine. And if there's areas that have degenerated, if you've got a bulging disc, if you've got arthritis in your neck, whatever it might be, they can do some tests in-house, fairly inexpensive these days. And the office visits are not that expensive either, especially if you don't have insurance. So it's something that you would want to look into, because I think they can give you some good relief. That's the place you always want to go if you're considering any type of neurological surgery. It's always good to go to kind of a structural specialist that can work on in non-surgical methods to see if your body responds and see if it works for you. And for some people it works very well, and for some people it does not. So it's just one of those things that you have to look into yourself and see how your body responds to that kind of therapy. Into that kind of treatment. Other things that can happen, vitamin B6, pyridoxine is really good if you've got any kind of neuropathies in the body. That all the medical textbooks will tell you that. And
that's
something
that
you can get it. You can get that at your health food store and talk to your owners at your health food store or whatever. They can just kind of go through that stuff with you. Those are really good. And then, of course, the treatment, the therapy, they have low-level lasers that are phenomenal. And one of those physicians will probably have that in their office. They have different traction methods that can work on the curvature of the neck. And by getting the curvature of the neck working and kind of get it back where it needs to be, can alleviate pressure on the nerves. And sometimes that could be the culprit. So there's a lot that could be going on that you can get checked out that would be fairly inexpensive, especially compared to surgery and what that would entail. I just, carpal tunnel surgery, unless you're just completely debilitated wearing braces every day on your wrist, I'm not a big fan of. I'm just not.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at HealthCoachRadio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Scripture for the day, Psalm chapter 31, or 63, verse 1. Oh God, you are my God. Earnestly I will seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you. In a dry and weary land where there is no water, there you are. Powerful. Eight scary things lurking in our food supply. You want to hear about them? I'll tell you about them. Arsenic in the root vegetables and chicken. This is just crazy. The things that we're finding in our food supply that we think are healthy and may not be so healthy. So here they are. The arsenic in the root vegetables and chicken, scary sounding things, of course. But arsenic, heavy metals like lead and arsenic, can be found in trace amounts in any produce that's grown within the soil. The heavy metals are naturally occurring in the soil. But therefore, the ginger root may have some traces of arsenic and other metals, while corn would unlikely have any. Naturally occurring organic arsenic poses little threat when consumed in such trace amounts. However, inorganic arsenic, which has been shown to be carcinogenic, has been found in chickens and traced back to a drug called 3-nitro used by poultry producers. And that drug was recently removed by the market. Acrylamide in microwave popcorn is a chemical that's formed from sugars in the amino acid asparagine in some foods, such as snack foods, and requires high-temperature cooking. Like microwave popcorn, it can also form during frying, roasting, and baking. According to the FDA, acrylamide has probably always been present in our food supply, but was also first detected in 2002. It's been commonly used in plastics and, of course, can be extremely dangerous with cancer in high doses, so, and also can lead to nerve damage. Beetles in the red food coloring. Well, one food dye that causes a stir is a juice made from beetles to color certain products. Although the idea of eating a bug extract may sound gross, it's actually thought to be safer and healthier than some previously used red food dyes that turned out to be carcinogenic. There's not a ground up beetles in the food being processed, but rather it's the color that's extracted and virtually sterilized. This really has come out of customer demand, and most customers do not want to eat fruit that is considered right color. For example, cherries found in canned fruit are actually gray in color, and most people would not want to eat gray cherries, me being one of them. So 10 salts in canned pineapple. Check this out. Canned pineapple contains 10 salts to help maintain the vibrant yellow color. Though they're not really food preservatives in the traditional usage, the natural acids found in the pineapple actually cause the can to releasing the can to detin, releasing 10 salts into the syrup or packing liquid, allowing pineapple to maintain its bright color. But of course, it's a food safety issue, as they're saying now, because the acid can be linked to cancer. So a little bit scary there for sure. Ammonium sulfate is found in bread. So you bread lovers, another reason to drop the bread habit a long period of time. Ammonium sulfate is commonly used. It's a nitrogen-based fertilizer. It's also used in processed bread to help yeast react and turn bread brown. Cole said the FDA considers ammonium sulfate in trace amounts to be safe for consumption, but is listed in the FDA Code of Register if you
want to err on the safe side, then check the ingredient labels at the supermarket and go online for nutritional information from fast food chains to help avoid the food preservatives and additives. Sodium benzoate in soda, well, it's been there for a long time, but it's used in beverages, and it's one that has been associated with increased cancer risk, raising food safety questions. Coles explained that sodium benzoate becomes carcinogenic because of a chemical reaction within the soda in the can itself. It's also thought that the sodium benzoate can break down and potentially produce benzene, which is a carcinogen, in the presence of the acid form of the beverage and heat. On a positive note, he adds, the makers of 7-Up recently changed their formulas to remove sodium benzoate. So, if you're a 7-Up fan, you know, just be careful with the sweetener and the sugars. Cysteine in the baked goods and in the pet food. So, cysteine is an essential amino acid that's abundant in skeletal and connective tissues, hair, and digestive enzymes, as well as cow horns, feathers, and animal skeleton structures. However, cysteine is used as a dough conditioner in baked goods and as an additive in some human and pet foods. Cysteine has a food safety status by the FDA, but the food industry doesn't add cow horns, feathers, or animal skeletons to the product formulations, thank goodness. However, it is derived from those and considered to be toxic. It's interesting. Silicon dioxide in seasonings. Now, also, this is on the warning list by the FDA. They're saying in trace amounts is okay. And it's what helps the different powders and ingredients in certain mixes not clump. So without it, seasonings and flavorings that are applied to chips and cereals and all that sort of thing would begin to clump and, of course, not be as appealing. But the silicon dioxide can be derived from organic sources such as vegetables and grains. It just depends on the manufacturer and what they choose to use. But I think that's interesting. It really is. The things that are found in our food supply that we don't even know about and we don't think about build up over time. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. We're going to go to Guy now. Hi, Guy.
With some bad nerves in my neck, what kind of supplements maybe I could use to help me rejuvenate my shoulders and all, because I've lost like 75% of the muscle in both my shoulders. I'm losing weight all over my body, and neat like a horse, but it just doesn't seem to help much.
Yeah, it's the fish oil and the omega-3 fats are really important for the nervous system. And also vitamin B6 is also key, I mean critical, for overall function in that way. But I would go to, for the other aches and pains, go to a physical therapist, even an osteopathic physician or chiropractic physician. The nervous system has to be worked on a regular basis to really reach your peak levels and reach optimal wellness. Okay, hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.